to the Take Your Power Back Show with Peak Performance Breakthrough Coach, Kim Yater. Today's empowering program will encourage you to step into your power, to take action in your leadership, and allow your voice to be heard. Listen in today as we speak to other freedom-loving Americans that are making a positive impact in the world by standing in truth amid adversity. Learn how to take your power back in your freedom, in your personal and professional life, in technology and creativity, and in your faith. Be inspired, be encouraged, be transformed. Together, let's take your power back with our host, Peak Performance Breakthrough Coach, Kim Yater.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Take Your Power Back Show, where patriots rise, tyrants fall, and freedom roars right back to life because of you. We, the people taking a stand to take our power back. I'm your host, Peak Performance Master Coach, Kim Yater. Today, we are igniting California for the November 8th Governor Showdown. A historic, that's Boston, a historic watershed moment that will shatter the status quo. In 5 days, General Flynn delivers a blistering special message. I just got off a call with him. I got to tell you, absolutely powerful. Lara Logan, independent journalist, moderates along with Dr. Douglas G. Frank. She is the independent journalist firebringer. And General Flynn is your world-renowned physicist, right? Expert in election integrity, 46 states in this country. Talk about taking our elections back and taking our power back. We are bringing the heat. All of your gubernatorial candidates that share our values on that stage on November 8th in San Marcos, California at Awaken Church. Candidates, the leaders, the one that you will choose. Because when you purchase your ticket to this event, your voice is heard. You get to ask the questions. So with that being said, today you are in for a treat, my warrior brothers and sisters. We are reclaiming Sacramento. We are taking our California back. But first, our guest today, she is a freedom Titan. She's the best-selling author, Mom's Choice Award winner, and exec think the system. Please welcome, without further ado, the warrior in the house, Dr. Shannon Croner.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me on.
I'll tell you, you really are a warrior, and it is an honor to have you here. You know, I believe we've had the privilege of interviewing you a couple of times, maybe at AmFest and CPAC and maybe even just on the show, because you know, Shannon, I love you because you're a stand for the children. Mm-hmm. And you're a stand for empowering the parents to equip the children. And that's what we need, is we truly need the equipping. So we've got a lot to talk about today, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about your upcoming event.
You're going to be there. You are one of our main lead vendors. And you are, I mean, your book is endorsed by General Flynn. You are doing a signing there, giving books away. Everybody needs to get to this house and be a part of the showdown. And they can do it at takeourcaliforniaback.com. That's takeourcaliforniaback.com, because Shannon, are we taking California back?
We have to. We have to. I was born here. I've been here my whole life. Never left. Don't plan on leaving anytime soon. But I have just had enough of Newsom, and we need change so desperately. California needs change. You know, so many people, they ask me, why am I still here? And yes, we have beautiful weather. It's in the 80s, I think, today, and sunny outside. Mm-hmm. But we have so many problems as a state. You know, California, just, we have a huge homeless problem, crime, we have the strictest vaccine mandate laws in the nation for our children. And that's kind of where, you know, all my speaking points are in wanting to get rid of Newsom. And California needs change. And yeah. I think we'll get it. I think we will get it this time around. I think people are so fed up and so sick of, you know, the woke ideology, and our schools are failing, and just, you know, all of the above of things. And so we need change. I believe we'll see it.
Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head, Shannon. It's when we unite. It's when we come together. The conversation I just had with General Flynn and the message he has to the people of California and to the candidates and leaders is so much about coming together and uniting. And our window of opportunity passes. We have a short window. So to be at this event, to hear General Flynn's message, to hear from the candidates, to meet you and all of the warriors that are in that room from across the country. And Shannon, I'm blown away. I'm like, this is the hand of God, because we have leaders of leaders of leaders in that room. Some that just rang the bell on the stock market floor, you know, some that are lead strategists, lead integrity at election. Now, let's be critical thinkers. Chapter 5 on cognitive traps is a weapon for every single one of us. Now, the book goes from media manipulation, school indoctrination, safe and effective myth, parents' testimonials, Dr. Shannon, and we want to hear it all. So break it down. Give us the big picture of what we have and what you've created. Then we'll go on in and eat it up in bite-sized pieces.
Yes, absolutely. So with my first book, let me just say, so that this is my first book, and you actually interviewed me on this. I don't know what it was at, but it was at an event.
M-Fest.
And what I've done with this new book is it follows the story of a young girl who wants to become an investigative journalist when she's older. Her name is Darlene Data. And so she uses this drive of investigation to really teach the readers how to be a critical thinker, how to do their own research, how to really kind of not take what the media and government is telling us at face value and dig a little deeper. And so she teaches the reader what propaganda is and how to spot propaganda and what questions to ask and how to ask those questions, what informed consent is, because, you know, throughout the pandemic, we never saw any informed consent whatsoever. And then, so what I've done is I've used the different policies that we were inundated with, such as the mandated masks, mandated vaccines, the social distancing, the, you know, school lockdowns, and I've used all of those to have this, you know, young girl really kind of dig deep into those different policies to see, were they based in any truth? Were they based in any science? And so she kind of picks apart, you know, did masks actually work? And I don't say, as the author, I don't say they did or they didn't, but I paint a very clear picture of what science it wasn't based in, and maybe what it was based in, and did they actually work? And then she asks the reader, do you think, based on the research I've just presented and the, you know, interview, she interviews a lot of different people in the book. So she interviews scientists and doctors, and she will then say to the reader, based on the, you know, interviews and the research I've just presented, do you think masks work? Do you think lockdowns worked? Was social distancing based on anything whatsoever? And so, and I will say that some of the people who she does interview, if you are very familiar with the medical freedom world, you may recognize some of those people. She interviews the Surgeon General of Florida in my book. So I had my illustrator actually illustrate Dr. Joe Latipo in the book. And then also, she interviews Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. James Lyons Weiler, Dr. Jeff Barkey, and just some really great people, and ask them their opinions on, you know, mandated vaccines, the COVID shot, things like that. So that's really what the book is about. Yes. I put a bunch of activities for children in the back, which is a little bit different than the first book.
Nice.
There's activities. There's a like a maze, avoid the propaganda maze. And And there's a like a mind map for children to, if they, any kind of research they want to do, whether it's on, you know, COVID policies or some other research, there's a page that they can, you know, photocopy and use for their schoolwork, whether they are homeschooled or in regular school. And so I've created also tools for children to use.
That's fantastic. I love it. I mean, listen, my kids are all grown up, but I've got grandkids. And do you know that signed copy of your first book that you gave me, I gave to my new grandbaby. So I think I'm going to get your next book, this book, right? I'm going to get that signed by you. And I'm going to give that to my new grandbaby, Oliver, that was just born. I think that's incredible. Now, let me ask you, why is it so imperative to teach critical thinking this time in history?
You know, it's really important. First of all, you know, critical thinking is not really taught in school anymore, especially here in California. They are not, kids are not taught to think for themselves or even to, you know, challenge what the teacher is saying, challenge what the textbooks are saying. Children are taught, this is the information, this is what we're teaching you, memorize it, learn it, and, you know, case closed. Now, especially in this world, we have AI. Every child, every adult has AI at their fingertips. And so we are really kind of in this, you know, it's a very slippery slope of with AI. And we're heading into a world of intellectual laziness and, you know, just simply an erosion of curiosity, stunted cognitive development, because what's going to happen is children, when they are given an assignment to do, such as, let's say they have to do a research assignment and they are in seventh or eighth or ninth, whatever grade they're in, all they have to do is enter what the assignment is into AI and say, you know, write me a report. I'm a ninth grader. So write it from the perspective of a ninth grader on whatever the report is about. Give me the, you know, all the different resources you've used, cite them. And this child will then not learn how to do anything. They're not learning how to do the research. They're not learning what the research is. They're not learning, you know, opposing opinions. They're not learning how to cite their work or how to even, you know, find citations. And so really, it's so important today to one, I mean, this is why I love books. Children still need to read books. And, you know, and then also to be a critical thinker. I do not want to step into a world where children are no longer reading books and no longer thinking for themselves.
It's important, really important right now, because we, especially going through COVID, I think we have trained people, we've indoctrinated many of the students coming from universities to not necessarily think for themselves. And the concern is for these upcoming generations. Very, very concerning. Let me ask you this. You know, your 2013 dissertation nailed how parents get psychologically railroaded into vaccines. How does Let's Be Critical Thinkers turn that research into a kid-friendly shield against Big Pharma's mind games?
Well, it's interesting. So what I did with my, you know, dissertation, it really was about vaccine choice and how I was looking at from a psychological perspective, how do parents choose whether to vaccinate, not to vaccinate, do some vaccines, maybe avoid others, which schedule they like. You know, sometimes parents want to do one shot at a time. Sometimes they want to avoid a specific one. And I was really looking into what goes into the decision-making process and also the relationships of parents with their doctors. And that was back in 2013, before California had a bill called SB 277. Mm-hmm. Now, SB 277, that came along in 2015. So you got to think about how, like, when I wrote that dissertation in 2013, we had vaccine choice. We had the option to completely avoid vaccines or just do one at a time or completely eliminate certain vaccines from the schedule. Then 2015 comes along and we have SB 277 and Senator Pan writes this bill, which gets passed, which removes all of our religious exemptions and our personal belief exemptions. And so now we cannot use our personal beliefs and our philosophical beliefs, religious beliefs, as a way to avoid certain vaccines. Then 2019 rolls along. What happened between 2015 and 2019 is a lot of parents who were avoiding, you know, one shot or all shots or whatever it may have been, for whether it was religious reasons or personal reasons, they all turned to medical exemptions because California still had medical exemptions. But what Senator Pan saw, and now Governor Newsom was in charge, Senator Pan saw that here, all these kids that were able to get away with not vaccinating are now turning to, they're turning in these medical exemptions. So he actually created SB 276, which completely eliminated medical exemptions, and which passed and Governor Newsom signed. So now in the state of California, and not only that, but then there was also something added to the bill, which threatened doctors that if a doctor were to write medical exemptions, then they get a check against them and, you know, they could then lose their license. And so now in the state of California, we have zero, like literally zero exemptions for children, unless the child has an IEP or to do homeschool, or parents don't want to do homeschool. They don't know how to do homeschool. And so a lot of families, they left. And so really, I am really looking forward to hearing all the different governor candidates next week.
Yes.
And I've met a couple of them already. I've kind of
do that by electing a governor candidate that shares our values, that's going to protect our children. And the Take Your Power Back California Governor Showdown is your opportunity to hear the voices. You know, the Bible says the heart is deep waters. A wise man draws out the heart. You're going to see a peeling back in this time. These guys, it is a very high pressure, you know, debate in the way that we're running this, the way that they're going back and forth. And we had to pivot really quickly because his microphone, he wasn't hearing me on his end. We reset. We're like, what's going on? And we pivoted. And under stress, I mean, here I am with General Flynn, the General Flynn, right? Love him. So, but it's learning to powerfully pivot. So we're going to learn the heart and belief system of these candidates. And that is what we want. We are done.
These moments where they are catching doctors. And well, let me just say, one of the things that people have to really kind of beware of and really kind of, and that's something even for children, is an appeal to authority figures, you know, and we saw this throughout the pandemic is that, you know, we saw it with Fauci. And not only that, but we saw it with Fauci on TV. He says one thing and then he says another thing and he's contradicting himself and stuff. So, you know, it's really important that parents, when they go to speak with their doctors and if they are asking questions, they need to really go armed with knowledge. And, you know, and I say this with my books, with both of my books, is that my books are not just for children. They are for children and parent. They are for both of them to kind of sit together and discuss and open that kind of communication between them where parent, where children can ask questions and parents can answer questions. And if a parent doesn't know the answer, I've provided this like whole glossary in the back of the book so that, you know, and they're in both of my books is like, and, and not only that, but all the resources I've used. So it's really crucial that if a parent, let's say, were to go to their doctor and ask them about certain studies with a vaccine, that the parent already has that information kind of in their pocket. They already know. And when they go to the doctor and the doctor either one will shut them down. And we see this, I get messages all the time where a parent will go and ask questions of the doctor, of the nurse, you know, not only that, they'll ask They'll ask about the safety studies. They'll ask about the side effects. And more often than not, doctors say, oh, no side effects. Don't worry about it. If there's a fever, take Tylenol. Well, right now, you know, we have seen Tylenol kind of in the headlines from President Trump, from Secretary Kennedy. And if it's fine, I'd like to take a moment just to even explain why they're talking about Tylenol.
Please.
And, you know, it's crazy to me that here, you know, quantities of glutathione in our body, we're healthy. That means that we have the ability to detox from toxins. Glutathione will help us if we have had, and let me tell you, I actually take glutathione every single morning. So that, you know, it helps me detox from the day. We're surrounded by toxic water and toxic air and toxic foods and things like that. And I'm very, very conscious about the different foods and water and stuff that I put in my body. But we, you know, kind of are in this world where we live in a toxic world. And so we want to have high levels of glutathione.
That's right.
What Tylenol does, or acetaminophen, it actually depletes glutathione. So there are many times, I've heard it a million times, that doctors will say to their patients, give Tylenol before a vaccine or immediately after. If you give it before, there's a likely chance that there won't be a fever, they won't feel pain. If you give it after, it can reduce a fever. The barrier gets stuck in the brain. And, you know, and we've seen, there's been plenty of studies. Like, Trump didn't just pull this out of the air. There are so many studies. They go back, you know, I think that one of the earliest studies on Tylenol goes back to, I want to say 2008, but it could be even earlier than that. And there are so many studies that show a connection between Tylenol and ADHD, Tylenol and autism, Tylenol that's found in cord blood from a, you know, a parent, a pregnant woman who was taking Tylenol while she was pregnant. So what he was saying, you know, it stands. And so really, and the women who just kind of took all the Tylenol while they're pregnant, I heard a story about how one of them ended up in the hospital.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's no critical thought there. And so what people really need to do in today's world is start to use their brain a little bit more and learn some critical thinking skills.
Yes.
And, you know, it goes, this it's the same. We saw it throughout the pandemic. People who were driving in their car alone wearing a mask, you know,
or two masks.
Yeah. And I would point, these are things that, you know, I speak to my children about this stuff all the time, is I point out, you know, to get the wheels turning in their mind, like, why, what do you think that person is wearing that mask for alone? What are they scared of? And, you know, or if I see a billboard that is just so ridiculous, I will point that out and I will have that conversation with my children. Or, you know, if we're watching TV and every single commercial is about some kind of medication, and then they have that like long list of all the different things that it can do to you at the end. Like, I will have those conversations with my children so that they are really aware and they are going out into this world critical thinking skills. I think that every parent should be talking to their children 100%. About this.
And Shannon, it's so funny. I'm laughing over here because I'm thinking of any time. I have four kids, right? They're all grown up now and they've got, you know, that we've got grandbabies. When they were growing up and we were watching TV and any commercial came up, I constantly would point up, you know, product programming, or I would point different things to their attention, or when those first for a second. And really, it's kind of piggybacking off of what we were just saying. So, you know, media manipulation.
Yeah.
Right. So trusting the science, the schools tell us to trust the science. Dr. Fauci told us to trust the science. Your book teaches kids to ask, well, who funds the science? Walk us through the three-step debunk exercise on page 47.
Yeah. You know, what I instruct children to do is really to kind of, debunk. That's a great word to teach children, is to really debunk whatever the science may be. to ask the questions. And what I do is I teach, let me show you some of the pages from the book, because I teach children to really kind of ask the questions. So here, this is the page about masks. And I want to show you, there she is interviewing Fauci. And on one side, we've got, you know, he's on every, when she, there's the research that I've provided is about how, you know, when someone is wearing a mask, they tend to speak louder and project their voices, which means that there's more like spit coming out of their mouth. And their, you know, germs are going out through the mask even more. And so the main character of this book really kind of just, you know, talks about in a world right now, we are being, you know, really kind of mentally weakened by, well, by the food that we eat, by the medicines that we are given, by whatever we're being programmed by watching on TV. We are in a kind of like a cultural war of really weakening and dumbing down of society. And so we as parents or grandparents, it's really our job to, you know, teach children how to feel to critical thought, to really feel empowered, to be able to stand up, to be able to ask questions, to be able to challenge the narrative and become a future leader.
That's right. That's right. And this is a muscle that they're building. So the more they learn it, the more they practice it, the stronger they're going to come so that they become critical thinking adults and they don't get swept away into any kind of deception. So important. So let me ask you this before we take a moment to thank our sponsors. Before Patriots are going to go to the showdown and grab your book, what can you tell them? What's one mantra before they get to that showdown? One mantra that you can give them that lets be critical thinkers activates or activates in every listener. What is that one mantra?
One of the things I always tell people is to do your own research. I think that's my mantra is do your own research. Don't take my word for it. You know, I'm not someone who knows everything, but I will say that I do my own research and I come up with my own conclusions. And so when I tell you that, you know, something like vaccines, they have risk. There's not a single safe vaccine. You don't have to take my word for it, but go do your research and research the ingredients in vaccines. If I am saying to you that, you know, masks, they're or lockdowns, you know, lockdowns didn't work. In fact, lockdowns actually hurt our children. They set our children back when they were, you know, locked out of school. They set our education, they set children's education back. You don't have to take my word for it, but go and do your own research and do the studies. I think that that's really important is that, and when I talk about empowering children, I also want adults to feel empowered and that the way that they feel empowered is by doing their own research and gaining their own knowledge on whatever the topic is. And so that parents as well, adults as well, can actually be free thinkers, critical thinkers, and parents, adults can challenge the narrative. We needed so many more of those type of people throughout the pandemic. I think that if we had more of those type of people throughout the pandemic, then the businesses wouldn't have been locked down as long as they were. You know, my family, we have a business. It was locked down for it was shut down for 15 months.
So,
and we're, you know, you and I were in California. How many stores have gone out of business as a result of the pandemic? So really, I think it's really important for people to feel empowered, but in order to feel empowered, you have to be knowledgeable. And in order to be knowledgeable, you have to do the research. So that's really kind of my mantra. And I do want to tell your listeners, I will actually have both of my books at your event.
Oh, fantastic.
So, you know, I'll have a lot more of the Let's Be Critical Thinkers, but I am planning on bringing about, you know, a case of I'm unvaccinated and that's okay. So come by my table and I'm happy to sign a book for whoever wants to get a signed book.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Stay right here. Because what we're going to do right now is we're going to tell our listeners how they can participate and show up in San Marcos, California this Saturday. I can't believe we're days away. We have been preparing for the Take Your Power Back California Governor Showdown. And you got to hear today from Dr. Shannon Croner. You want to get there. Not only are you going to hear 13 of your gubernatorial candidates that share your values, you're going to hear from Lara Logan, Dan Ball, a special message from Jen. I love this video. I love it. We are taking our power back. We're taking California back.
You know, I'm in Los Angeles, California, and it is like that. I have an app called Citizen, and yes. I get these like notifications every time that there's something, and it's always going on. Robbery, stabbing, shooting, this and that. I mean, it's pretty scary, and it sounds crazy that that's the reality, but yeah, it needs to be fixed. And I'm really excited about what you're doing, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And I'm really looking forward to the event. I'm looking forward to hearing what each of the candidates have to say. And again, my focus is mostly education and vaccine mandates, but really, you know, my whole life I've been in California. I don't plan on leaving. So we need new leadership. And I'm really hoping that our next leader is one of those people in that room.
Come on. And these are the leaders that we're looking at right now. These are the 13 conservative gubernatorial candidates who share our values. So some of you are asking, but I don't see Sheriff Bianco. And I've gotten all kinds of messages. And I see all of them. Kim, how did you get all these people on the platform? God. And why is Sheriff Bianco here? Well, because he declined. So we interviewed Sheriff Bianco. You can find that interview at takeyourpowerbackshow.com. You'll find my Rumble channel there. Go watch that interview. We actually scheduled him to be here. We moved the event for him to be here. Unfortunately, he has declined. We put the olive leaf out. We'd love for him to be here. Sheriff Bianco, if you're listening now, you need to be on this platform. Every gubernatorial candidate that is here, they want you there. So I say show up. And listeners, guys, get your butt there. Go get your tickets now. TakeOurCaliforniaBack.com. They're early bird. And the next 2 days, early bird is done. Go get them now. And we got to tell you, it's going to be extraordinary. This is not a normal event.
I have to say, one of the things about Bianco not being there, to me, that says a lot. That says a lot right there about him as a person. And I think that he should be there Because if he is running against these, all these other candidates, what is he scared of? To me, not showing up shows fear. And do we want someone representing California that's too scared to take a stage with all these other people? I mean, I certainly don't. So that alone just tells me about his character. So
call to action, Bianco, Shira, we want you here. Give me a call. You got my number. I got yours. Let's go. Let's go. It's showdown time. All right. We're going to go back in to Let's Be Critical Thinkers. So those of you that have just joined on, we're here with Dr. Shannon Croner. She is a well-known bestseller author. She is a psychologist. She has led community back, to take our media back, to take our finances back, to take our sciences back. All of the mountains of influence, it's really up to us. It's ours. It is our state, California. All right. So Shannon, it's the last segment of the show today. We've had a full day. I got to talk to General Flynn earlier. He endorsed your books, which is pretty amazing, as well as many, many leaders across the country that we've seen stand for freedom. So let's talk for a second. We're going to hit on just a couple of things. I want to talk about this. There's probably an area of your book that we haven't honed in on yet. And it's probably one of those areas that you're like, it's like that little stealth area. You know, a good author is, you know, there's a saying, sell them what they want, give them what they need. That area in the book where you are giving them really what they need to be equipped.
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. I mean, let me think about that for a second. what I'm giving them everything that they need. They, you know, these are for children. And so really, as I look through the book, I mean, I have given them a very accurate history. It's really interesting. When I show this book to children, they have a completely different response than adults. The children, they look at this book and they enjoy all the illustrations and, you know, everything's written really big and it's kind of, it's some of the illustrations funny. Like for instance, when I mentioned earlier about the woman, you know, somebody driving alone in their car wearing a mask, like I've actually had that illustrated into the book. There's also, you remember when people would go and get, if they showed their vaccine card, they could get free donuts.
Yes. That made me sick. I almost threw up.
So that
I said to my kids, literally walking out of Rite Aid, this is what I said to my kids. Do you see that? Do you see that sign right there? Look what they're doing.
Yeah.
And manipulate. You're like, come on and get a donut and get the vaccine. Now we can get the vaccine in you. Like I literally painted a picture for my kids.
So, I mean, I put that all those kind of things, because if they're reading, if they're at the appropriate age to read this book now, that means that they were really little when the pandemic was going on. So they may not remember, you know, all the propaganda that we all dealt with. But when they read the book, they will then see that, like, it almost seems untrue. It almost seems like, how is that even possible? That all of our, and one of the reasons why General Flynn actually endorsed the book is because I have pages in the book specifically focused on what our military and first responders had to go through, how they had to either get the shot or lose their job and without any informed consent. And so, you know, all the different things that I've put in there is really, it's a really good history lesson. It's a very realistic history lesson of what we all had to endure during the pandemic. And really my goal is so that children, one, they learn how to be critical thinkers, but two, so that it never happens again, because it never can. It should never happen again. It can never happen again. And, you know, if we have a world, if we have a country of critical thinkers, then it shouldn't ever happen again.
So good. So good. That's going to be the key. So let's take a look at that for a second. Thousands of families credit your first book. I'm unvaccinated and that's okay. Love that. I sat down with my little grandbaby in the rocking chair and read that to him in Florida. It was so cool. Now, it's all about saving kids, right? So how does the sequel weaponize logic against the next plandemic?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a great way to say that. I like that. Weaponize logic against the next plandemic. That's a perfect way to say that. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it does. It weaponizes logic. It teaches children how to think logically about things so that we never have to endure it again. And you know, with the first book, I'm unvaccinated and that's okay. It really kind of was the first, it was a young boy who's not vaccinated because his older sibling is vaccine injured because the parents actually did what the doctor instructed them to do. And so his older sibling is vaccine injured. And so they've decided to not vaccinate their second child. Mm-hmm. And that book really kind of talks about all the different reasons why, take the skills that they learn from this new book and really kind of go, you apply them anywhere.
Yes.
It can be applied anywhere. It's not just about the pandemic, but the pandemic is so easy to use, you know, those crazy policies that we had to deal with. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, children will gain skills. And that's really my goal, was to, you know, give children the skills to be a critical thinker.
Okay. So if we were to just do some role play right now,
you know, if their vaccines work, right, then why should I be subjected to having to isolate in order to, you know, protect them? They're getting vaccinated. That means that they are now protected, supposedly. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I've explained that in the book. And so, you know, so there's that, but really, you know, I'm not going to just, unless there's science and data, we were given no science, no data, about the COVID shots, and look what's happened. I personally know several people who have died from the COVID vaccine, mm-hmm. COVID shot. Yeah. I believe it was a bioweapon, but I know several people who actually have died from it. I have family members who ended up in the ER. I have a young family member mm-hmm. who he got the COVID shot and ended up with blood clots in his legs and his lungs immediately after. And he almost didn't survive. And now he has to be on blood thinners for life. And he was in his 30s at the time. My own doctor, my own OBGYN, he actually died from the COVID, from the boosters. Because the hospital that he was at, you know, they mandated the boosters, and he was a healthy, very healthy young man in his 50s who then got, I think it was his second or third booster.
What do you do as a parent right then?
You know, it's interesting. Before the pandemic, my children were actually in public school, and my son came home one day. He and his best friend were two kids who didn't get the flu shot, and it was flu season. And the school nurse went into the classroom and actually took a show of hands. Who here has not gotten their flu shot yet? Oh. And there was maybe a handful of them. And my son, he told me about that experience, how he and his like best friend were kind of like looking at each other. What are we supposed to do? Do I put my hand up? Do I not? And then the, you know, school nurse lectured the class about the importance of the flu shot and protecting your friends and protecting your family and stuff like that. So that happens. That was prior to the pandemic. And then what we saw during the pandemic was a lot of bullying, a lot of coercion, you know, not just from teachers and school staff, but even from family members, people who uninvited family to Christmas dinners, to birthday parties, to so Thanksgiving.
Disgusting. That's sad. Yeah,
you know, and say like, look, you're unvaccinated and that is okay. And here are all the reasons why. And now mm-hmm. here's this new book, and let's be critical thinkers about the whole situation. Yeah. And, you know, and you have to, you know, stand up and stand up for yourself. And when someone says, you know, when a peer says to you, you haven't gotten the flu shot and you need to get it because you are being selfish and you're not protecting me, that kid only has to turn around and say like, well, did you get the flu shot? And if that kid says, yes, I did. Okay. Then you're protected. Why do I need to get that? You know, mm-hmm. they need to use logic.
Yep. And this is what we need to be doing as adults, because there's so many adults that want to people please that they're caving in. Stop people pleasing. God, please take care of your temple. Yes. God is giving you this temple.
Absolutely. Yes. We were made in the image of God. God gave us this beautiful temple and we cannot destroy it. And we must protect it at all costs and not destroy it and not inject toxins into our bodies. So yes, absolutely.
Shannon Croner, I am so grateful to have you with us today. You really unleashed, you know, a spirit of activation on us, because I want to go get the book. I can't wait to see you at the showdown. I want my signed copy, and everybody can get their copy signed by you at the showdown as well. That's November 8th at Awaken Church in San Marcos. Go to takeourcaliforniaback.com. When you go to takeourcaliforniaback.com, you're going to access the tickets. Go get your showdown ticket or the VIP black tie meet and greet. Shannon will be in that room too. We're all going to be connecting. It's an intimate room with leaders of leaders across this state, with the candidates and moderators. And something amazing is going to happen in that room. And at this showdown, you want to be there. Now, listen, yes, we're going to live stream it, but there's nothing like being together. You want to be with Shannon, you want to be with me, and then go share this with your friends, share this with your family. We want you and your friends and family to be able to access the book, and you can access Shannon's book at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So yes, it's still Amazon, but listen, right now, get her book there. That's the good thing about Amazon. You can get those kinds of things. Go get Let's Be Critical Thinkers. Get that book there at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And to see all the work that Dr. Shannon has done, go to her website, drshannoncroner.com. That's drshannoncroner.com. Dr. Shannon Croner, you are an absolute blessing. I'm going to see you in a few days.
I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really fun time. And, you know, one of the things, two things, actually, that church, I've been to the church. It's a beautiful church.
It's amazing.
It's a really beautiful church. But also with these types of events, to me, one of the best things is the networking. It is such great networking. You are among people, like-minded people who, you know, they also want an improvement in California. And so why not meet fellow peers that you're in this mission together with them, because that's how we win. That ultimately is how we win.
That is how we win. Uniting, coming together. And I'll tell you what, this event is deeply spiritual. We know that the enemy wants to create division and discord. He wants to destroy God's beautiful temple, God's children, and we will not have it. We're going to take our power back here. We're going to take our California back, our cities back, our state back. We're going to take our country back. Shannon Croner, you're such a warrior for freedom. We love you. We're going to see you November 8th. Go to the vendor room. You want to meet Shannon? Go to the VIP black tie meet and greet. You want to meet Shannon? Shannon, I love you. God bless you. Safe travels. I'll see you Saturday. Come. Now, this showdown is a watershed moment. It is historical. It is the Super Bowl of all political events, and you got to get your tickets. Early bird tickets are up now. We are how many days away? Monday to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Five days away to this event. I'm so excited to see you. I'm excited to hug you. I'm excited to shake your hand. Our candidates are so excited. They're bringing the people they care about. They're bringing their communities to this. We are filling that audience. There are 1,000 seats to fill. And I'm telling you, I am committed that every single seat there is filled. I want you there. Go get your ticket today. Tell your friends, share it with your family. That's takeourcaliforniaback.com. I'm going to pull up that image. I want you guys to see the governor candidates. takeourcaliforniaback.com. Let me take this off of our, now who's on this stage? Do you want to see who this is? You've got on the right side, David Kallenberg. David is your farmer, your rancher. Daniel Mercury, a former vet, rescue swimmer, constitutional specialist. Leo Zaki, family owned Zaki Farms. I got my turkeys from Zaki Farms. All of the nitty gritty regulation shut that company down. He fought for businesses. You've got, and they will be there. The debate will be fierce, and it's not going to be the normal way that you would have it. It's actually quite fine-tuned. It's going to be electric. You've got Pastor Cheon, 70-something countries. He has churches, and he is a huge church and a following in Pasadena, California. Loves God, loves the truth. Oh my gosh, the story of how he was rescued from the communist country, he and his dad. Beautiful story. You've got Jim Athens. Jim is a former still does real estate, but knows business, knows big real estate. You've got Scott Shields. I'd like to say that Scott is the stealth. He is the whistleblower. He's behind the scenes. Big, big.